Alright folks, welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. Your daily dose of sanity in a world that's constantly trying to pull you in every direction. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're tackling something that's plagued humanity since, well, pretty much forever. Procrastination. Ever feel like that to-do list is growing longer the faster you try to chip away at it? You know that feeling when you have a deadline looming, but instead of diving in, you find yourself scrolling through social media or rearranging your spice rack? Yeah, we've all been there. But listen up, because today we're not just going to talk about procrastination, we're going to conquer it with some seriously effective time management strategies. Think of this as your secret weapon against the tyranny of tomorrow. Now, I know what you're thinking. Another productivity guru spouting off about deadlines and calendars? Hold on a sec. This isn't about becoming a robot who lives by rigid schedules. It's about finding a rhythm that works for yo-yo, a system that helps you focus your energy and actually get stuff done without feeling like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel. Let me break it down for you. 5 key takeaways to help you outsmart procrastination and become the master of your own time. Number 1. Identify your peak performance times. When are you most alert, most focused? Are you a morning person who crushes it before noon? Or are you a night owl who thrives under the moonlight? Schedule your toughest tasks for those times when your brain is firing on all cylinders. Number 2. Break it down, baby. We've all been there, staring at a massive project, overwhelmed and paralyzed by its sheer size. Instead of letting it intimidate you, break that beast down into smaller, manageable chunks. Think of it like a delicious cake. Instead of trying to swallow the whole thing in one bite, savor each layer. Each small accomplishment will give you a sense of progress and keep you motivated. Number 3, the power of saying no. This is a tough one, I know. But learning to politely decline requests that don't align with your priorities is crucial for effective time management. Think of it like this. Saying yes to everything is like spreading yourself too thin. You end up doing everything mediocrely instead of excelling at what truly matters. Number 4. Embrace the 2-minute rule. Got a task that takes less than 2 minutes? Do it immediately. Don't let small things pile up and become overwhelming later on. Answering an email, putting away a dish, organizing your desk, these little actions add up to big wins in the long run. And finally, number 5. Celebrate your victories. Recognize your accomplishments, no matter how small. Give yourself credit for staying focused, for overcoming procrastination, and for making progress towards your goals. Remember, consistency is key, so don't beat yourself up if you have an off day. Just get back on track and keep going. All right, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You wake up feeling energized, ready to conquer the day. You sit down with your calendar, knowing exactly what needs to be done, when it needs to be done, and how long each task will take. No frantic scrambling, no last-minute panic. Just smooth, efficient progress. Sound good? That's the power of strategic time management. So, remember, procrastination is a habit, not an identity. By implementing these strategies, you can break free from its grip and reclaim your time, energy, and sense of control. Think about it. You have the power to design your day, to prioritize what matters most, and to achieve your goals with focus and intention. Don't let another moment slip away. Take action today. Want more tips and tricks for conquering procrastination? Share your thoughts and questions on our social media pages. I love hearing from you guys. And don't forget to subscribe to Tap Out of Overstimulation so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep it real, keep it focused, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.